Abba, who does the baby look like?
Well, I don't know. He looks a little like everybody. He's got feet like Granddaddy Rose. His granddaddy Bill.
Can't see those, them shoes.
You can't see. He's just like him. His eyes are like crystal. And he looks a little like Gerald's baby picture.
Now that's what I think. I think he looked like Gerald when he was a baby.
He looked just like Benny and David when he was
born. Yeah, now that, mm-hmm. like David.
He looked like them.
He's looked like Billy and David.
A lot.
He reminded me once when he was very, very little, he reminded me of Uncle Charles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But he looks a good deal like my baby pictures, much of the time.
I think that's what he looks like, mm-hmm. really.
And he has, Crystal says he has my Bill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's
kind of
got my leg.
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to wish off on him that he'll get his grandfather grow. I'm talking about his great-grandfather. Was one of the most intelligent men that ever was in South Georgia.
He had a famous memory.
Oh,
everybody talks about what he could remember.
You know what? The most I know about, they used to call him Old Man Grove. Mm-hmm. You know what the most I learned about him?
Eagle.
Rosemary, when she was coming up, because she got real close to me and still is. And she would just sit with her mouth open because I would tell her all those old tales about Mr. Grove and Cutty Lou. You remember, your great-grandmother was my mother's cousin. They were both Bushes. Okay. She could have the same pattern, practically.
Bushes or bushes?
Bushes, the woods was full of bushes down there. Yeah. So, anyway, I used to sit, and my grandmother, I worshipped her. She had this big fireplace in her bedroom that burned these logs practically. Well, she dipped snuff, you know. And so they'd sit around and dip snuff and talk about different families and their characteristics. There was no TV, there was no radio. So the interest was in family characteristics. For instance, one of my sisters started going with somebody in Donaldsonville named Phil Spooner. And Grandma says, she was real old by then, says, those Spooners won't do. They're mean as the good, they just won't do. She didn't even know him, but his name was Spooner. So that put him out of that. Oh, don't you get mixed up with one of those Spooners. Well, you know what? She was right. Did you know that all that old psychology and that knowledge that they gained through observation and living around them? I mean, I lived to learn whether it was true. So mostly what I knew about Old Man Grove was hearing my grandmother talk about the feud that went on between your great-grandparents. Yeah. Cutty Lou was determined. But you see, Mr. Grove, if you remember your daddy well enough, he had a weird sense of humor sometimes.
I certainly do.
Yeah, right.
Well enough.
Okay.
So
did Old Man Grove.
He got it honestly.
He got it honest. You know, most people, whatever they're born to be.
Look at that.
And so Mr. Grove got up early in the morning thinking of different ways to aggravate his wife.
He was a great tease, and she had,
no sense of
humor whatsoever.
My mother was the same way.
Not one iota of humor.
Not one iota. And Papa was exactly like Mr. Grove, except he really had a better disposition.
He was kind.
But he was a better man, because Old Man Grove was mean as a devil.
Mr. Grove needed her.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He needed her.
In a way.
Well, he was a terribly spoiled person. His father died, and he was petted from the minute he was born. And she didn't have time to give him all the attention he wanted. That was sort of the root of the whole thing.
Oh, goodness. Could I look at that a minute? Would you bring that and let me see it?
Smash it into the fire.
That's right. Yeah. See, now, Elva did something I would never do,
which
was give a child something of any value. I wouldn't do it, because it's going
to
teach him. Some days he's going to be in here and he's old, that thing, and
say,
I put everything in there, and it ain't nobody's fault but hers.
You want to put it back in here, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Where's that brass bell you have, Grandmother?
Keep him a rubber doll over here.
You want to put it back now?
Bring it back.
You can put it right back. That's sweet.